All right, welcome to the Internet of Things show. I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Gavin Geer.
And today we want to talk about this moment in time that we're at. So we've just had WinHack recently, mm-hmm. and you went?
Yes, first WinHack since 2008.
Nice. So we want to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about what's coming up, which is Build.
Absolutely.
And you'll be at Build?
I will be.
I'll be at Build. Let's do a live show.
That sounds like a great idea.
We'll do a live version of the Internet of Things show. We'll have that on day two, so mm-hmm. watch for that. But let's go back and talk about WinHack. Tell mm-hmm. us about the announcements that were made there and what you talked about.
Yeah, so in the last year, obviously there's been a lot of work that's been going on with Windows 10. I've been mm-hmm. working on Windows 10, and WinHack was a really exciting event because Kevin Dallas was able to give an overview of our story for IoT, including the new Windows 10 IoT SKUs. And we had a couple additional sessions that went into greater detail. So. You know, you recall back in February, Raspberry Pi 2 was released.
Yeah, yeah.
And when that was released, we had the announcement that Windows 10 IoT for small devices was going to run on that. It wasn't mm-hmm. called that back then,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Huge moment for the maker community and for the Microsoft developer community. So fast forward to WinHack, now we have a concrete story for what the additions of Windows 10 are going to be, and there's going to be three of them. We've got Windows 10 IoT for enterprise.
Okay.
And you can think of that as running on machines that like have a traditional motherboard architecture, and the types of devices could be things like fixed point of sale devices, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Desktop?
Yeah, that's the addition that includes support for desktop
okay.
apps and has
right.
the desktop and has the shell.
Okay.
Second SKU is Windows 10 IoT for mobile. So a little bit, you know, lower min-sys requirements mm-hmm. on that, and is really targeted at devices that are going to be used out in the field, like a custom device, barcode scanner, field device with a smaller screen, and it also includes the cellular voice stack.
Yeah. Okay.
And then finally, the third category or the third SKU is Windows 10 IoT for small devices. And the big announcement that Kevin Dallas made in his keynote was that it's going to be free.
Yes.
Free for makers and free for people that ship products
yeah.
that are based on that. So you combine, you know, the Windows 10 story with UAP and universal drivers, mm-hmm. and then you combine that with the fact that it's free and it works with Visual Studio 2015, and you really have a compelling story.
Nice. And what about Raspberry Pi? How does that fit in there?
Yeah. So Windows 10 IoT for small devices is going to run on a variety of form factors. I've used it quite extensively on the Minnowboard Max, mm-hmm. which is Intel architecture, Atom processor. And in fact, we had a hands-on lab at WinHack where we showed, you know, deploying apps that actually have UI mm-hmm. To Windows 10 IoT for small devices on Minnowboard Max. But we're just doing the final work to bring up Windows 10 IoT for small devices on Raspberry Pi 2. In fact, I'm going to start playing that with that here shortly. So it's going to run on those two platforms and a bunch of other platforms as well.
And so our story at WinHack, how is that different mm-hmm. from what we're going to talk about at Build?
Yeah, so WinHack is about the hardware engineering community, of mm-hmm. course. And so our emphasis at WinHack was around device builders. And at Build, it's just the inverse of that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some content that's relevant for device builders, and we've got some sessions that are going to be applicable there, but
yeah.
really the emphasis is more on app development.
Okay. And for people who want to watch some of the things that happened at WinHack,
mm-hmm.
Channel 9?
Yes, absolutely. So Steve Teixeira, who you've seen on the show before,
yes.
had a session around building devices with Windows 10 IoT SKUs. And I actually also had a session on AllJoin. This was cool. This was our first opportunity to publicly demonstrate the work that we've done to build AllJoin, which is a proximal device communication framework, into Windows. Cross-platform, open source. I showed Raspberry Pi 1B running embedded Linux. We had an AllJoin device. And then we also had a UAP, a universal app, that discovered to and connected to and controlled the device. So totally cool stuff. I've been really having a good time, you know, getting deep into the internals of this stuff, you know, and then also, you know, bringing this story to the hardware audience at WinHack and soon to the app development community at Build.
Great. And what types of things do we want to talk about when we're live? Of course, if you have any questions, we're going to love hearing your questions. So watch us live. Send your questions right through the page. But who else are we going to have on? Pete Brown? Probably bring in Pete Brown.
Pete Brown. We're going to see if we can get Steve Teixeira, maybe someone from the Azure team.
Okay. Yeah, yep. Great.
And at some point, I would love to have Eben Upton on the show.
Raspberry Pi Foundation.
Yep, CEO Raspberry Pi Foundation. I got to talk to him briefly at WinHack and show him my Raspberry Pi project that I had done. Totally cool guy.
Awesome.
And totally cool community. I mean, that's
great.
I was able to learn a little bit about how they run the community and what it's all about. And, you know, it's just a really, really cool phenomenon. And they're now, the Raspberry Pi Foundation, the largest computer manufacturer, most number of units sold in the UK.
Wow.
Period.
Excellent.
For all time. So it's really impressive story. And the fact that Windows 10 is coming to Raspberry Pi is awesome. So if you guys want to know more about that, definitely stay tuned here on the show. Windows 10 IoT for small devices has a lot of other stuff that would be of interest to makers, like wiring, like a lot of the buses, like if you want to hook a sensor up to it. If you look at Steve Teixeira's talk, which you can click on the link to in this post, he'll show you how he hooked up sensors to a Miniboard Max and the code behind that. And, you know, the developer story is very seamless. It's very easy to deploy apps to multiple devices. You know, I've deployed to PC, to phone, and to, you know, these small Windows 10 IoT for small device class devices, and then also Xbox. So the work that we've been doing to converge the platform over several releases is really all coming together with Windows 10.
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about over the years, and it's something that's really coming to fruition now. So it's nice to be able to tell that story, and of course you'll hear more about that at Build.
Yep, and so, you know, working with UAP is great because you can write your code once and run it everywhere, optionally, you know, supplying different layouts for a huge 70-inch TV or a 2-inch screen, depending on, you know, what kind of device it is that you're developing support for. But we've also got the universal driver platform now, which means you can write your driver code once and have that run on multiple platforms. And again, Steve's talk, he actually does some hands-on coding with the universal driver platform stuff. So lots happening, a lot of momentum at Build. And yeah, if you guys have ideas for what you want to see on our live session, definitely drop a comment in this post, and we'll see if we can get people on, or we'll see if we can get those people that are on to talk about that stuff.
Great. And who are you going to interview today? Who do we have on the show next?
So I'm going to try and get Sam George from the Azure team on the show, because, you know, I've been talking a lot here about, you know, Windows 10 for IoT.
Yeah.
But there's also Azure for IoT. And there's a bunch of really cool stuff that's going on there as well. And that's sort of the other half of the story.
So talk about what are the differences and what are the scenarios that you would use for each of those?
So Windows 10 IoT is all about building devices that are IoT enabled, that are connected, that have the appropriate security, that sort of thing. But one of the device services that's supported across all of the Windows 10 IoT SKUs is the this Azure for devices.
Yeah.
Capability, Azure for IoT. So that makes it very easy to take a device and get it connected to the cloud, to get it integrated with the cloud, and to do that in a very straightforward, secure, easy way that's very scalable. That's one of the things about Azure that's a core part of the value proposition. From makers all the way up to, you know, millions of devices all sending data and storing data and retrieving data simultaneously, Azure is an incredibly scalable platform. So again, we'll see if we can get someone on the show from the Azure for IoT team and explore that a little bit further.
Excellent. Let's do it.
Awesome.